At KVGC News Time, now 8 minutes after the hour. Again, a reminder for you, National Weather Service has that heat advisory issued for the Motherlode in the Valley through tomorrow evening. Temperatures in the Motherlode ranging in the 90s to near 100 degrees. Valley temperatures will range anywhere from the upper 90s to 104. Well, in the news this morning, the Ione City Council received several updates about ongoing city projects at their meeting on Tuesday night. The city's solar power project is currently under construction and expected to go online within the next month. The series of ground-mounted solar panels built on city property will guarantee the city low-cost electricity for decades to come. The city is currently in the process of selecting a creek advisory committee. The city currently accepting applications until Friday. Ione also seeking to fill a seat on the city planning commission. A resolution to add public work inspection fees also went before the board. That will be added to the city's list of fees, but that was continued to the next meeting.
Well, Calaveras County fire crews rolled to a vegetation fire east of Moak Hill and Highway 49 along Jesus Maria Road near Music Gulch Road early yesterday afternoon. Now, first reported just after 1, Air Attack, along with ground crews and bulldozers, able to get a line around the blaze, stop forward progress just about 2 acres. Now, while the temperatures were near triple digits yesterday, due to lack of wind, the fire moved at a slow rate of spread, did not threaten any structures. Now, CAL FIRE reports the fire contained by 3 p.m. They remained on scene into the early evening. The cause of the fire, under investigation.
And Amador County Public Health is opening one drive-through community-based testing site at St. Catherine Drexel Catholic Parish later this week to expand COVID-19 testing for our community. Amador's drive-through testing site will be open to pre-scheduled appointments starting on Thursday, tomorrow. Now, individuals may begin to make appointments for free testing by going to this website. Okay, I'm going to read it to you. It's projectbaseline.com/COVID-19. That's projectbaseline.com/COVID-19. The mobile testing site is scheduled to be at St. Catherine Drexel every Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and every other Monday. Now, the testing site in Amador is open to anyone 18 years of age or older who would like to be tested, including non-symptomatic individuals. To make an appointment, again, visit the online appointment scheduler, projectbaseline.com/COVID-19.
Oh, OptumServe, now accepting walk-ins at the Calaveras COVID-19 testing site at the county fairgrounds. This in large part to expand efforts to bring COVID-19 testing to the county. According to Dr. Dean Coleta, Calaveras County Health Officer, quote, testing gives us an idea of how many COVID-19 infections there are in the county. Our public health team can then quickly identify people exposed, help prevent the further spread of COVID-19 into our communities. Well, the testing site now open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Walk-ins are welcome, but you can make an appointment if you like by going to lhi.care/COVID testing. Now, for people without internet access, they can call 888-634-1123. Now, a referral by a doctor is not needed. People can be tested with or without showing signs or symptoms of COVID-19. Individuals who do not have health insurance can be tested at no cost, while those with health insurance, their insurance provider will be billed. Copays will not be collected at the site. Now, for COVID-19 info and resources, visit the Calaveras COVID-19 website, covid19.calaverasgov.us.
And volunteers are in need for fire season. The CAL FIRE Amador El Dorado unit would like to recruit up to 10 volunteers for the Pilot Peak Lookouts in Pilot Hill who are committed fire-safe-minded individuals. The lookout will be in operation from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. daily throughout peak fire season and possibly staffed until December. Individuals can request to work as little as one or two shifts a week For scheduling purposes, 6 or 12-hour shifts are preferred, but other shift commitments are negotiable. For more information, call Diane. She is the Public Information Officer for the Amador El Dorado CAL FIRE Unit, 530-708-2728.
Well, it's graduation week, and local grads experiencing a change from traditional graduation ceremonies. School communities of parents, guardians, and local partners join together to celebrate Amador County graduates through drive-through diploma pickups at Independence, North Star, Argonaut, and Amador High Schools. Yesterday, Independence and North Star kicked off the week with their drive-through graduation. Friday, both Amador and Argonaut will host their drive-through grads from 9 a.m. until noon. Now, making the most of the experience, each school will release a virtual graduation ceremony for students, family, and faculty to enjoy together live, and then later at their leisure. Now, North Star and Independence High released their video last night. Jackson Junior High will release theirs today at 6. Ione Junior High tomorrow at 6. Friday, Amador will release theirs at 5:30. Argonaut at 7:30. To view the graduations, visit the school district webpage or like them on Facebook.
And that, my friends, is a look at local news on this Gold Country Wednesday morning. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day to visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.